From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Florida's tomato growing season is now in full swing, and growers are hopeful the industry will rebound after this past season. WGCU's John Davis reports growers saw a nearly 23% reduction in crop yields.
This past growing season was a rough one for Florida's tomato farmers. It runs from October through June. An El Nino weather pattern led to one of the wettest winters in more than 8 decades, with January being the rainiest on record. That gave way to a growing season plagued by disease and low yields. 28.2 million boxes of tomatoes were cultivated, compared to 36.5 million boxes in the previous growing season. Gene McAvoy is director of the Hendry County Extension Office of the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences. He says this past season's warm, wet weather increased losses to bacterial disease.
We had a tremendous amount of disease pressure. In addition to that, when we get the excessive amount of rainfall that we saw last year, it will leach out a lot of the fertilizers that we put into the soil, reducing, you know, the ability of the plant to produce fruit. So,
Florida tomato growers also operate amid a competitive import market. Vice President of the Florida Tomato Growers Exchange, Reggie Brown, says during this past season, Florida farmers lost market share.
We dropped from 45% of the fresh tomatoes in the United States down to 39%, and the remaining portions of those tomatoes consumed in America were, in fact, imports almost exclusively coming from Mexico, which the average consumer doesn't even recognize.
But Gene McAvoy in Hendry County says one of the best ways Florida growers can compete with Mexican tomato imports is through technology. He says researchers with the University of Florida are working to breed tomato varieties with greater disease resistance. They're also trying to cut down on labor costs by developing plants that can grow in an open bed system, not needing to be staked. Federal meteorologists are forecasting well below normal rainfall and slightly above normal temperatures in Florida during the month of December, which would benefit Florida's tomato producers. John Davis, WGCU News.